Kevin Windham, 200 main events tonight. It's a lot.
Yeah, the 200th left a little bit to be desired, though.
Bad start.
Horrible start. I mean, yeah. My old age was starting to kick in with that reaction time. Yeah. I mean, everybody left. I felt like I was in one of the GNCCs where you, like, start with a hand on the head in neutral and right. Maybe even the bike not even running. It was mm-hmm. It was horrible, but, you know, whatever. It's I want to focus on the fact that the longevity of my career and just, right. You know, try to have a good night with that because I came through good, but it was just, you know, as soon as the gate dropped, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, you did probably the best you could do. Those other guys were pretty far in front of you.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough night, but, you know, like I said, I didn't give myself an opportunity. That's the most frustrating part about it.
If I had to guess, 200 main events, Charlotte, 98, 97, whatever, maybe Anaheim 1, 05. Am I missing some more memorable ones?
Yeah, you're missing a bunch of memorable ones, but...
At the top of the list, though?
My win in New Orleans was really huge. My win in Vegas, win in Houston was, I've had a win in Houston that was huge. I mean,
just. Well, you designed the track, so.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. That was like cheating, I guess.
Nah. We all claim it. Yeah. Hey, okay, well, maybe I'm missing some.
Yeah, of course you're missing some. They're all, they all, I've only had 18 wins, right? That's not even 10% anymore.
You're one behind Bradshaw.
Not even 10% of my races have been wins. So for me, you know, they all hold a special spot. And I can look at the trophies and reflect on the race. So it's they're all special.
I want you to know nothing beats, for me, the Charlotte win when you're 125 guy.
Well, that's obviously the first one, and it was a big one. I was the first guy to ever do that as a, like, a real deal lights guy, you know. So that was huge for me. But, you know, right here, I just want to move on. I want to keep focusing. And, you know, I always thought that I could just blow right by LaRocco, but, you know, 28 to go, that's a lot. You know, I was talking to Emig earlier today, and he put it into perspective for me that him and Carmichael combined have 228, the 115 and 113 between the two of them. So, I mean, that's gnarly, you know. And Fro seemed like he had a long career, and Ricky just kicked a lot of ass while he was in his career that was a little shorter.
LaRocco, I believe, got a skid steer for his 200th main event. What are you thinking you're going to get?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought much about it. I feel like I'm a pretty lucky fellow already. I'm not really expecting anything. But if they're looking for ideas, I mean, times are tight, but, you know, inflation and all that stuff. I'm probably up to, like, a Lamborghini or something. I mean, just right out through the start straight, you know? Yeah. I mean, I think – and that, like that, I mean, how many people really remember a skid steer? You remember a skid steer? You do. But you had to think about it a little bit, right? Yeah. But if a Lamborghini rolled out, like, you'd be oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, I remember that time.
I'd be very excited.
Yeah, or maybe a jet, the Honda jet. If you could get a Honda jet down on the floor.
All right, thanks a lot.
Maybe a Starbucks gift card. I don't know. What are we going to get? Nothing. They don't owe me anything, man. I'm just glad to be here.
All right, thank you.